山区高三英语期末考试听力试题。
Short conversations. Directions. In part A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. How many students took the HSK test last month?
Well, 600 had registered, but only 2/3 turned up.
Question. How many students took the HSK test last month? Two.
Welcome to Shanghai. May I see your passport and papers, please?
Okay, here you are.
Question. Where does the conversation probably take place?
Three.
Time is up. You must hand in your paper now.
Here you are, Professor. Oh, sorry, let me write my name on it.
Question. What's the probable relationship between the two speakers?
Four. I went to a picture show last night. What about you?
I watched an exciting football match at home.
Question. What did the man do last night?
Five.
I saw your advertisement about the X20 model in the morning paper. The monitor seems to be excellent, and the keyboard is not bad. But do you think the price is a bit too high?
I think it's a good buy. The price includes the mouse, you know.
Question. What does the man dislike about the computer?
Six. You still have an hour to wait, so relax.
Relax? How can I wait? I'm so anxious about the interview.
Question. What does the woman mean?
Seven. Are you enjoying the book I lent you?
It's well written, I'm sure. But it's not my cup of tea.
Question. What does the man think of the book? Eight.
Business must be very busy during the turn of the year.
Well, it depends. In most cases, it is.
Question. What does the woman mean?
Nine.
How was your new yoga lesson?
Oh, it was nothing. I followed my instructor all the time through the lesson.
Question. What does the woman mean?
Ten.
It's 10 o'clock. Is it too late for us to call Dr. Smith?
Okay, let's put off till tomorrow.
Question. What does the woman mean?
Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 larger conversation. And you will be asked several questions on each of the conversation and the passages. The conversation and the passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Not all memories are sweet. Some people spend all their lives trying to forget bad experiences. Violence and traffic accidents can leave people with terrible physical and emotional scars. Often they relive experiences in nightmares. Now American researchers think they are close to developing a pill that will help people forget bad memories. The pill is designed to be taken immediately after a frightening experience. They hope it might reduce or possibly wipe out the effect of painful memories. In November, experts tested a drug on people in the U.S. and France. The drug stops the body releasing chemicals that fix memories in the brain. So far, the research has suggested that only the emotional effects of memories may be reduced, not that the memories are wiped out. They are not sure to what degree people's memories are affected. The research has caused a great deal of argument. Supporters say it could lead to pills that prevent or treat soldiers' troubling memories after war. But those who are against the research say that maybe the pills can change people's memories, and changing memories is very dangerous because memories give us our identity. They also help us all avoid the mistakes of the past. Now listen again, please.
Not all memories are sweet. Some people spend all their lives trying to forget bad experiences. Violence and traffic accidents can leave people with terrible physical and emotional scars. Often they relive experiences in nightmares. Now, American researchers think they are close to developing a pill that will help people forget bad memories. The pill is designed to be taken immediately after a frightening experience. They hope it might reduce, or possibly wipe out, the effect of painful memories. In November, experts tested a drug on people in the U.S. and France. The drug stops the body releasing chemicals that fix memories in the brain. So far, the research has suggested that only the emotional effects of memories may be reduced, not that the memories are wiped out. They are not sure to what degree people's memories are affected. The research has caused a great deal of argument. Supporters say it could lead to pills that prevent or treat soldiers' troubling memories after war. But those who are against the research say that maybe the pills can change people's memories, and changing memories is very dangerous because memories give us our identity. They also help us all avoid the mistakes of the past.
Questions 11. What is the passage mainly about?
What effect can the drug tested on people produce?
13. Which of the following statements is true?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage. Many believe high heels make women look good, but all comes at a cost. Wearing heels over 10 centimeters can damage your ankles. A study suggests that continuous wearing exposes women to the risk of strains and makes them lose their balance. A total of 40 women who wear high heels at least 3 times a week took part in the study. The strength of their ankles was measured regularly, and 2 of the 4 main muscles became dominant after a period of between 1 and 3 years. It created an imbalance in their feet. Experts say the habit of wearing heels can result in back pain and unhealthy walking patterns. He recommends women limit the use of these kinds of shoes and exercise their ankle muscles properly. High heels are considered to be a symbol of women's fashion, but ironically, they started with men's feet. These shoes could be seen on the feet of 17th century soldiers. Elizabeth Semmelhack of a shoe museum in Toronto says, "When the soldier stood up, the heel helped him to secure his standing position so that he could shoot his bow and arrow more effectively." Believe it or not, high heels were used by the emperors of Europe. These shoes were status symbols. Now listen again, please.
Many people believe high heels make women look good. But all comes at a cost. Wearing heels over 10 centimeters can damage your ankles. A study suggests that continuous wearing exposes women to the risk of strains and makes them lose their balance. A total of 40 women who wear high heels at least 3 times a week took part in the study. The strength of their ankles was measured regularly, and 2 of the 4 main muscles became dominant after a period of between 1 and 3 years. It created an imbalance in their feet. Experts say the habit of wearing heels can result in back pain and unhealthy walking patterns. He recommends women limit the use of these kind of shoes and exercise their ankle muscles properly. High heels are considered to be a symbol of women's fashion, but ironically, they started with men's feet. These shoes could be seen on the feet of 17th century soldiers. Elizabeth Semmelhack of a shoe museum in Toronto says, "When the soldier stood up, the heel helped him to secure his standing position so that he could shoot his bow and arrow more effectively." Believe it or not, high heels were used by the emperors of Europe. These shoes were status symbols.
Questions. 14. Which of the following conclusions of the research is not true?
What is experts' advice for women who like wearing high heels?
16. Why did soldiers wear high heels in the 17th century?
17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. The guest for today is Sue Walter. She is a famous judge in court. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Sean. I am glad to be here today.
Your new book, My World, will be published next week. Would you please tell us the theme of your book?
Well, I want people who have challenges in their lives to believe that despite their difficulties, they can still accomplish a lot. One of my suggestions is to always ask for help.
Right. What's the best part of being a judge in court?
Having a voice in the decision-making process. There is something extremely satisfying about that.
You've been on the children's program. So how do you explain your job to kids?
I give a very simplified version of what a judge does. I talk to them about how the law helps people solve their problems.
What's your idea of happiness?
I think it would be satisfaction of enjoying things with others, meaning when you give it to others, whether it's time, attention, a gift, anything, just those moments of sharing.
Thank you, Sue. Now listen again, please. The guest for today is Sue Walter. She is a famous judge in court. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Sean. I am glad to be here today.
Your new book, My World, will be published next week. Would you please tell us the theme of your book?
Well, I want people who have challenges in their lives to believe that despite their difficulties, they can still accomplish a lot. One of my suggestions is to always ask for help.
Right. What's the best part of being a judge in court?
Having a voice in the decision-making process. There is something extremely satisfying about that.
You've been on the children's program. So how do you explain your job to kids?
I give a very simplified version of what a judge does. I talk to them about how the law helps people solve their problems.
What's your idea of happiness?
I think it would be satisfaction of enjoying things with others, meaning when you give it to others, whether it's time, attention, a gift, anything, just those moments of sharing.
Thank you, Sue.
Questions 17. What is Sue's suggestion for people with difficulties?
How does Sue explain her job to kids?
19. What does Sue think happiness is?
20. What are the two speakers mainly talking about?
21. That's the end of listening comprehension.
Listen to the 到此结束。